Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It is 7:21 on a Sunday morning. That means it's time for Hancock and Kelly, and that song is very appropriate because tomorrow is the inauguration, second term for Donald Trump. Good morning, fellas.
Morning, Scott.
Well, all right. Just give me some thoughts as we are 24 hours away from this happening. Michael, I'll start with you.
Well, it's a majestic process, right? There's not many places in the world where we do it without guns and tanks and ridiculousness. It's a special thing. I think it's particularly special this time because the former presidents, including the current one, will all be present, showing the majesty of our democracy, which unfortunately didn't happen 4 years ago.
John?
Well, it's historic in the sense that we have a president who had been defeated who has come back and won. That's only happened one other time in the history, and shockingly, it was before I was born. And so this is going to be a monumental occasion as Donald Trump is sworn in. And I think, you know, for a lot of for the people who voted for Donald Trump, I think there's a great deal of expectation and hope for what's going to happen. I think on the other side of that coin, there's a lot of fear and trepidation. And, you know, my overall sense, Scott, is that the mission is going to be just fine. And, you know, you hope that the policies that are enacted are effective for our economy, for our national security, and for the health and well-being of the people.
Well, yesterday there were thousands of people marching in Washington. This used to be known as the Women's March, so there were a lot of women at this march. A lot of them expressed their anger about how the country voted and, to your point, how divisive it is. So how do we as a country, we are in for 4 years of this, so how do we overcome that divisiveness? John, go ahead.
Well, I think sometimes there's a tendency to place too much emphasis on government in the functioning of the country. America is a country that's made up of communities, families. Those institutions are extremely important. I'm thinking about institutions like the church and others. And so I think putting too much focus on the government is not the healthiest way to live one's life. There's so many other things that are very important and even far more important. You know, the president of the United States is not going to affect your trash pickup, but your mayor might. And local government, I think, is in a very real sense more impactful in the day-to-day lives than the federal government.
Well, we have different branches of government for a reason. Michael, your thoughts on how we as a country can overcome this separation that we have that's gone to extremes?
Well, I guess I don't want to be too Pollyannish in saying that I think we do what we do. which is, you know, we have governmental processes. We have a majority party and a minority party for a reason. We have institutions, courts, and Congress that allow many ways for us to engage in the process. Yes, this president does have control of all levels of government, and some might even argue the Supreme Court. But I think the Democrats do what they've done, which is to be the loyal opposition. Obviously, we're all here for the same objectives and end goal, and that's a thriving United States, and we play it out. In terms of the petty politics that comes, you hope that some people, particularly those in leadership, would be able to rise above childish behavior, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
To the point you've both made about politics being local, obviously right now in the city of St. Louis, the last 2 weeks, there's been a lot of angst. 100 people showed up at that hearing on Wednesday to share their grievances about the streets, and the streets director issued a letter that made all the aldermen upset. I mean, some of the words they were using, we can't even put on the air. So your thoughts on this issue and how we fix it. I'll start with you, Michael.
Oh, well, I think we've got to have a focus on basic government services. Too often we're looking to our cities and local governments to solve the ills that are unsolvable. And as a result, we've lost the focus on what a city's supposed to do, which is, you know, keep us safe, pave the roads, allow commerce to take place. And, you know, that's not much of the legislation considered in cities anymore. Probably a pushback to the failure of the federal government to address a lot of those issues. So it's been a failure across the board at a local level, but I think it's really the voters who've got to reflect on what we're voting for people to do. Basic government services seems like what we ought to be electing people at local government for.
John?
So, you know, it's been apparent for people who pay attention that the city government is broken. It's fundamentally incompetent, which might be the most charitable thing you can say about it. The one thing with this snow situation and the street situation is that I think more people are paying attention now. And that ultimately is a good thing. And to have 100 people show up at a meeting in St. Louis is not typical. And so I think the fact that the public is seeing and experiencing firsthand just how dysfunctional their city government is, I think might be the impetus to get folks to show up in March and April and make some changes, which is what I think is needed and what I hope happens.
Well, in Jefferson City, the legislative session is underway, and abortion rights still a big issue, even though voters passed Amendment 3 legalizing it. About a dozen bills or so are on the table by mostly, obviously, conservatives who are trying to roll back some of the provisions in the amendment. Where do you see this going, Michael?
Oh, I think it goes on for decades. I think this is a topic that the Missouri legislature will be dealing with for as long as the constitutional amendment stands. I don't anticipate that the Republicans will stand down. I think there will be some chipping away at the amendment that was passed by the people, but I think the bulk of it will stand, and it will essentially be the narrative of campaigns going forward at a state level.
Final thoughts, John?
Yeah, in a real sense, this is we're kind of back to where we were as a culture post Roe v. Wade in the 1970s and 80s. In terms of where public policy is. And I think you will begin to see some additional protections for the unborn babies placed into the Missouri Constitution. But that's going to have to be done at the ballot box. And so whatever the legislature puts out there needs to be, should be, something that most Missourians will agree with. And I think that's what they're going to do.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly, thanks as always.
See you, brother. Go Bills.
Go Bills, exactly. 729, it is Total Information AM Sunday.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.